Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A grand jury in Arizona indicted 18 people for allegedly scheming to use what are called fake electors to overturn former President Donald Trump's loss to Joe Biden in 2020. Among them, former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and two of Trump's former lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman. Arizona State Attorney General Chris Mays.
Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency.
Trump was not charged, but he's described in the indictment as an unindicted co-conspirator. Arizona is the fourth state, after Michigan, Georgia, and Nevada, to charge those suspected of forming an alternate slate of presidential electors. The U.S. is investigating a video released by Hamas purportedly of one of the Americans held hostage in Gaza for the past 6 months. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, his parents are calling on the U.S. and others to lean on negotiations to get their son home.
Jonathan Pollan says it was overwhelming to see his son, Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, on video describing 200 days in captivity in Gaza.
We're relieved to see him alive. But we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
The young man's father pleads with everyone involved in the hostage talks, the U.S., Egypt, Qatar, Israel, and Hamas, to lean in and get a deal done. Hundreds of people protested outside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, including some of Hirsch's friends. Part of his arm was blown off in the October 7th attack before he was captured. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Commerce Department delivers a report card this morning on economic growth. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's expected to show the economy expanded at a healthy clip in January, February, and March.
Forecasters think the nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual pace of 2% or more in the first quarter. That'd be the seventh quarter in a row with growth at least that fast, the longest such streak in almost two decades. The solid pace of growth is especially notable in the face of high interest rates as the Federal Reserve tries to curb inflation. Even with the Fed's elevated borrowing costs, consumer spending's been remarkably strong. And since consumers are the biggest driver of the overall economy, GDP continues to expand. Growth was also likely propped up in the quarter by business investment and new home construction. New homes are in demand as buyers come up against a shortage of existing homes on the market. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower this morning. Dow futures are down about 0.6%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A website that was known to spread conspiracy theories and once enjoyed massive traffic is filing for bankruptcy. NPR's Hua Jingnan has more on what that means for the Gateway Pundit.
First, it does not mean that the website is going away. The kind of bankruptcy the Gateway Pundit filed, Chapter 11, is meant to help businesses survive. What's more,
this process is being used by defendants who are facing libel lawsuits, and in particular, it tends to be right-wing extremist publications or individuals.
That's attorney Mark Bankston. His clients won a defamation case against Alex Jones of InfoWars. Jones also declared bankruptcy, and the lengthy process means his clients are still waiting for their compensation more than a year later. That said, Bankston hopes the court can still be a way to mitigate the harms of falsehoods. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.
In Italy, the lagoon city of Venice has launched a pilot program charging day trippers a 5 euro, or just over $5, entry fee as the city tries to combat over-tourism and make living in the city better for the shrinking number of residents. Officials hope the new fee will discourage people from visiting on peak days, and if they're not staying overnight in the city, they'll have to show proof they paid that day trip price. Once past designated entry ports, officials will carry out random checks for compliance. Asian markets were ended the day in mixed territory, the Nikkei down 2.1%, the Hang Seng and Hong Kong up nearly 0.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.